in the time of the storm.
Yeah.
Let me read that portion of the scripture again. The 7th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 24th verse. Jesus has just preached the powerful Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
And he's finishing. He says these words to those who are listening, who have heard his words.
All right.
Have heard the message. In fact, understood the message. He made everything that he said clear, so it wasn't like he had to reiterate any of it. Instead, he just gave us this to wrap it up. He said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not where it was founded upon the rock.
Uh-huh.
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man,
mm-hmm,
which built his house upon the sand.
Yes.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house,
mm-hmm,
and it fell.
Mm-hmm.
And great was the fall of it." I want to speak with you a little while this morning, preparing for the storms. Preparing for the storms.
Yeah.
I guess we get used to that now. Home Depot knows that we're going to be stopping by often to prepare for the storms. They sell a lot more generators now than they used to. I know that. And at the Safeway and the Giant, you got to get there early when the weatherman says that it's coming or you won't find any milk.
Yes, sir.
The bread will all be gone.
Yeah.
Preparing for the storm.
Mm-hmm.
It seems we have a lot more storms now than we used to as well. And maybe most of them aren't as large. There's just a lot of storms.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the West, the storms that they had have been a lot more major than the ones that we have had.
Mm-hmm.
And they're used to it. They've had storms and tornadoes, or there are places considered the tornado alley, and there are things that somehow we just know that the storms are going to come. They even have storm cellars.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So when the storm's about to come, you get out of the house. You don't know whether the house is going to make it through or not. And so the smart thing to do is to go down into that storm cellar where you have the milk.
Yeah.
You have the bread, and you have the water to see you through that period that you're going through.
That's the foundation.
It's good to know that it's there.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, when the storm is coming, and like I said, you might go to Safeway and they'll tell you, "We can't help you today." Somebody already got all the water. We can't help you today. The bread is gone. You should have come earlier.
That's right.
You can't prepare for the storm when the storm is occurring.
Yeah.
You've got to prepare for the storm before the storm comes.
Come on.
And if you do prepare before it comes, find that somehow you're going to have a difficult time during the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you don't know. It may not be a long storm, and maybe the next time, because you learn from not having it this time, you go back and get something the next time.
All right.
Preparing for the storm. But you know, there are also spiritual storms that we have to go through.
Yeah.
And we need to prepare for the spiritual storms.
All right.
The spiritual storms actually are based on some things that may be going on in our lives that aren't totally spiritual. But with the kind of storms that we have, so often illnesses. And when we go through that, somehow we just find that we're not spiritually strong enough to go through. We find that somehow it's more than we feel like we can handle.
Already?
We have financial storms.
Yeah.
Situations where we don't know how we're going to make ends meet. And we're wrestling with all of that. We lose sleep as we go through those kinds of storms. We have difficult times with sometimes friends or loved ones who somehow they don't treat you like you ought to be treated.
Yeah.
You're doing everything. And somehow you find this relationship storm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of storms. But, and you know, Satan knows the storms that you can't handle.
Yeah.
Those are the storms he's going to put you through.
Yeah. Come on,
you know, a lot of folks feel, well, I've been saved now.
Yeah.
I've been baptized, and so I shouldn't have to worry about the storms.
Come on.
You don't have to worry. Storms aren't going to come.
Yeah.
I've been doing the right thing. But the scripture here that we read, let us know that the same storm that the wise man went through, and the one who was not wise went through, exactly the same.
Yes, sir.
The only difference was where they were based.
Yes, sir.
Somehow we need to make sure if we're going to go through the spiritual storms that our lives are based on the rock.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The more we get in a relationship with Jesus, the more we get in relationship with God, the easier the storms are.
All right,
storms are going to occur.
Yes, sir.
Be advised, storms are going to come.
Yeah.
What makes a difference is how you handle the storm.
Right,
and the way that you can handle the storm is by knowing who to hold on to while the storm rages. Who to put your hands up, who to wrap his arms around you while the storm is raging.
Come on.
We know the storms are going to come. We know they're going to rage. I know I'm going to go through some storms.
Yes, sir.
I've already been through some storms,
but
I know that's not it. I know there are going to be more storms. More storms that I see, the more I recognize I need to be on that rock. I guess what I'm really saying is that it's okay to go through the storms that you will go through.
Yeah.
And it's easier to go through the storms that you're going to go through if you have a relationship with the God of the universe. If you have a relationship with the Lord, you can go through the storms a whole lot easier. Jesus is saying, you heard my word, you understood my word, you know what I will, you know what I want. You need to align yourself with me. If you do that, you don't have to worry about the storm.
All right.
Some folks here have gone through some storms, and they can tell you that it makes a difference when you're holding on to the unchanging hand of God.
Yeah,
you know, if you look back in the scriptures that we want to talk about the storm, I would say that there was one person who went through the perfect storm.
Yes, sir.
I know a lot of others did, but there's one that I just focus on when I think about the perfect storm.
Yeah.
You know, the perfect storm, that's when one system and another storm system and maybe even a third system come together.
Yes, sir.
And when they get together, it turns into something terrible. And somehow it seems like there's nothing that can be done to get you out of that combined perfect storm. Job went through a perfect storm. Job found out that he had a great relationship with God. We know that because of the way God spoke about it.
Yeah.
He had a great relationship with God, but that didn't keep Satan from putting him through some storms.
That's right. That's right.
Job didn't understand. He didn't know what was happening, but he found himself in 1, 2, 3, 4 storms, all at the same time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The folks came in and told him how his property had been devastated.
Yeah.
Somebody had come and taken it, and somebody came later and told him, this is terrible, but all your two children were in the house and
they
fell down. All these storms, all these things going on at one time.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, somehow, with all that he went through,
he
had a relationship with God.
Hallelujah.
You know, maybe he had not built that relationship. It's right there. You need to let go of this relationship with God.
That's right.
You ought to curse him and tell him what you're going through.
That's right.
He said, you talk like a foolish woman.
He
knew he had a relationship with God. He knew he could trust in God.
Yeah.
You know what? When all of this was over, when he had come through all of it, he had more than he had.
Hallelujah.
Blessed with that relationship. You know, I don't have to go all the way back to Job to find somebody to
talk
to the Lord and hear about the God during the time.
Hallelujah.
Somehow it's getting weaker. You know, somehow when you go through a storm,
it
seems like it's shaking a little bit. And somehow the house may not be as sturdy as it was.
Oh, my God.
God is supposed to check the foundation. You find it, you're not real sure how the things outside stood up for you. You go and shake everything and check it out. You need to make sure that everything is still all right after the storm. After the storm, after the storm, you find it, maybe you realize I didn't hold on to God as much as I could have before. I want to get closer to Him. I recommend it to not wait for the next storm.
I recommend it
to start trying to make a better relationship. Start trying to align yourself with the will of God more right now. You can't see the storm. You don't know when the storm's going to come. But I know this. I don't want to go through the storm without Jesus.
Yeah.
I
don't
need to worry about you. Recognize His power and His love. You ought to try so hard to get there closer to Him.
Yeah.
Do His will. Fall down on your knees, not just when you're in trouble, but fall down and thank Him for another day. Stay up, Job didn't know what was happening. He didn't know what he was going through. He didn't know when the storm of life was going to be over. When changes were going to come. But he wasn't going to let go of his God. He trusted in the Lord with all his heart. We need to trust in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Right now. Not about now when the storm comes. I see that. some folks here right now who said, Pastor, you don't know it, I'm already in the storm.
Come on, come on.
There are some folks who have just gone through the storm.
Yes, sir.
There are some folks who are having a situation where they know right now more than ever.
Yeah.
They need to establish that strong relationship. They're glad they got one.
Yeah.
But you can never have too good a relationship.
That's right. That's right.
The more you love him, the more he reaches out to you.
My God.
The more he's there for you, the stronger that relationship comes. I suppose, now I'm just supposing now, that your relationship with God is strong because of what he's already done.
Yes, sir. Yes. Hallelujah.
Because of what he's already
done. Yeah, already.
I don't know your situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't help but think that when God brings you through something, when God has brought you out of a situation, when God lifts you up,
yes,
you can't help but trust anymore.
Yes, sir.
You rely on him. No, I know what the Lord can do.
Yes.
Because I know what the Lord has done.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
The Lord can change. Yes. But he's already changed.
Yes,
for I'm not going to allow myself to drift too far away. The Lord.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know. Maybe you feel like everything's all
right. Oh,
all the storms now. Worry about storms right now.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that little ship I like to talk about out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, can you picture this? Pretty little boat. You know, it's out on the water there, and it's drifting along. The water's smooth, pretty.
Yeah.
And off in the sky there's just some clouds. That big, just whisper clouds.
Mm.
And up there some birds just sort of flying. No wind. Nothing going on. But you know what? It doesn't take but a moment.
Yeah.
And you look and you find that those whisper clouds, they're not there anymore.
And
in the clouds, you see a dark cloud. Flashing.
That
water, that smooth, that cloud is fine. It's turbulent. It's moving all around. And that little ship, that one that was so calm, that's my soul.
That one was so calm.
All of a sudden, it's going through something. It's being tossed.
From side to side.
And I don't know when the storm is going to be over. But I'm just glad I've got somebody
waving
their hand. You know what? I can have peace even in the middle of the storm.
That's right. All right.
You can have peace right now in the middle of the storm
you're
going through right now.
Right now.
By knowing that God is going to be there with you and
all
bring
right.
you through the
Thank
storm.
You, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Peace in the middle of the storm. Peace in the middle of the storm. By having that special relationship with the God of the universe.
All right.
Having that special relationship. Doesn't matter how the storm may Doesn't matter how the winds may Doesn't matter how high the flood might come. Doesn't matter about any of those things as long as you know that you've got God on your side.
Hallelujah.
Hold on to his unchanging hand.
Good
to know.
Good to know.
I believe that somebody might say, Reverend Stanley, why don't you sit down now because I can finish this message off.
I believe the truth can take.
I'm in a storm. But you know what? If you look at him, he smiles all the time. You know why he's smiling? Because what God's already brought him. God has made me able to step off of the boat and realize that I don't need to worry about the road, about the water, about being, I can step off on a calm
ship.
Find myself in peace.
Thank you, God.
Jesus is telling us we need to prepare ourselves by living by his word. And if you do live by the word, storms are going to come. But you will be able to come through the storm. You'll be able to come through the storm, songs of thanksgiving. You'll come through the storm, testimonies about his goodness.
Thank
you. You'll come through the storm knowing that throughout the storm, little me, was in the hands of a God of the universe. He knew exactly where I was. He knew exactly what I needed. He didn't let me go. He held on to me during the storm. All we need to do, not plan for the storm, but plan for getting through the storm. We don't know what the storm is going to be. It might be sickness, as I said before. It might be a financial situation. But whatever that situation is, be comfortable. Don't lose your sleep. Be comfortable. Don't worry about it all. Be comfortable. Don't worry about whether you change the right doctor or the right nurse. Just be comfortable. Knowing that the God of the universe loves you. And you've got
relationships
that you've already established. You've already established that relationship.
Yeah.
So so you don't need to worry when the storms come. When the storms come. Notice I didn't say if they come.
When they come.
Yes, sir.
There will be storms.
Yeah.
There will be storms.
Mm-hmm.
There will be storms.
Yeah.
And when you're in the middle of the storm, all you can do is just hope that soon the storm is over. And when the storm is passed over, and you know that God brought you through it, it's a time for a testimony.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Let the world know that my God,
my God
moves the universe. Watch over me.
Yeah.
In the midst of the storm. Hold on to his hand.
Yes.
Right now, the thing to do to prepare for that storm that you don't know about. To prepare for that storm that will come.
Mm-hmm.
To prepare for that storm.
Yes.
That inevitable storm.
Yes.
That terrible storm. We just need to build your relationship with the Lord. You already love him. You pray to him and have a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to recognize that he wants to hear from you all the time.
All the time.
You know, some folks say, Pastor Sting, always, so many prayers. Always pray. Pray to the end. Pray in the middle. Pray at the end. I just love to talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Others talking to the Lord. He's in on their conversation with the Lord, but somehow just knowing that you're in touch with it feels so good to just hear that relationship and to see that relationship.
Yes.
I love to pray, and I love to hear prayer, and I love to know that those who are praying know that God who they're talking to hears every word and is able to change the situation.
Yes, sir.
Worried about the storm? Hold on to his hand.
Hold on.
Worried about the storm?
Yeah.
Embrace that relationship.
Yes, sir.
Worried about the storm? Focus on the Lord.
Yes.
He'll focus on the wind.
Yes.
He'll focus on the rain.
Yes.
Focus on the Lord.
Yes.
He'll take care of the
situation. Yes,
sir. Focus on the Lord.
Yes.
Focus on the Lord.
Yes.
Is there somebody here who would like to just die? I'm not going to let you stand up and preach. But somebody here would like to say, I've been through a storm, and that relationship with God brought me through. Does somebody want to do that? Raise your hand. If anybody came through a storm, anybody came through something, anybody came through a situation, somebody just needed the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He needed the Lord. Since he thought he is.
Yes, sir.
He was there.
Yes.
Preparing for the storm. I'm prepared.
Yeah.
I trust in the Lord. I'm prepared because I've got a relationship with Jesus. I'm prepared because Satan can't do anything.
Nothing.
That can overcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
I'm glad about it. So my message today to you, it isn't just focus on storms that might come. Or be concerned about storms that might come. This message is not about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about establishing a relationship with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to be concerned.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to be concerned about the inevitable storms. You're that guarantee. He'll take care.
Thank you, God.
Let's talk to God.
Thank you.
Oh, our Father and our loving God.
Yes, God.
Father, we thank you right now.
Thank you.
That somehow each one of us had already established a relationship with you. And somehow we want to be stronger, Father. We want to grow closer to you.
Yes, Lord.
Because we recognize how special that relationship is. Jesus let us know that if we just abide in him, if we just walk according to his will, if we just follow what he told us in that message, that somehow we'll find that we don't need to be worried about the storm. Because our spirits, our souls, are a solid rock. Father, help us to recognize how important it is to continue to build and build and build that relationship. Somehow the relationship grows stronger based on our feeling and our faith and our love. Because it could not be stronger from your side. We know, Father, your love is so strong and so powerful.
Yes.
All we need to do is connect with you. And somehow all that power and all that love
becomes
a beautiful, beautiful relationship. So thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for loving us and not to give us Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for seeing us through the storms we've already
come through. Yes, God.
And thank you, Father, for the storms that we're going to go through, because somehow we feel that they're only going to make us stronger.
Yes.
And we're going to throw aside the things that we don't need when we go through the storm.
All
right. We'll just hold on to what we have to have.
Yes.
Father, reminding us right now that you're there for us at the storm we're going to bless us.
Yes, God.
The precious name of power of love. The adorable name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.